Hi, my name's Robin and welcome to the Kentish Lifelong Learning Educators Matter Sessions. Today I'm speaking with Louisa Morph, who is the Deputy Director, Family Daycare with Kentish, and we're talking about the National Quality Framework. Good morning, Louisa.
Hi, good morning.
So we're going to drill down to Quality Area 3, which is the physical area, and today you're going to speak about the 3.3 and 3.31 sustainable practices.
Yes. So at this moment, I'm currently working with a lot of my family daycare educators in trying to get them to understand what element 3.3.1 and 3.3 is in regards to meeting assessment and rating, which falls under Quality Area 3 physical environments. So one of the myths that we've had in early childhood and is that when we're thinking about sustainable practice, it's all about veggie gardens or turning your home environment into, you know, having contents of a lot of woodwork and wood materials. But that's not what it is. The bigger scope in regards to meeting these elements is the understanding the fact that sustainable practice is in a larger scope, which means, you know, we want to teach our children, who are our future, better practices in regards to maintaining sustainable practices which they can do in everyday practice.
Okay, so what might be an example of that with the children?
Yep, so for educators to meet this, they need to teach children sustainable practices such as saving energy. Energy is one area that falls under sustainable practice that many people won't know. It's all about teaching children to switch off the lights, switch off the aircon, turn off the fans.
Right.
And how about opening the windows up and incorporating natural light into your play during the day? So that's
so they explain why they're doing that. Let's turn off the light because that's saving energy and then
that's
we don't.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Another one in regards to saving energy is, who doesn't have children that turn on every electronic toy that they've got?
Sure.
So teaching children to switch off toys when they're finished playing with it is a sustainable practice, which then leads to better practices that they're understanding and leads to a better future.
And they're taking those, what they're learning with the family daycare educator during the day, they then take home and, okay, Mum, let's turn off the lights and let's turn the battery off when they finish playing with something.
That's
right. Great. Okay, so that's really simple
ones. That's one really simple practice. And another one is, you know, because we're going in and out every day, just switching, turning off the aircon and allowing some natural air flow into the house. So little bits and pieces like this that we sometimes take for granted, but we know when we check our electricity bill.
Sure.
But teaches our children better practices.
Okay, and then when the family daycare educators are completing their programming, then they're including that
that's
under the quality areas that they've covered.
And that's what I'm finding. A lot of educators under the programming aspect of it, they're really trying to think of big projects. Now, we understand that big projects are great because you work on them slowly. For example, a very popular thing that many educators implement is a veggie garden. Now, me personally, I would never incorporate a veggie garden in my practice because that's not sustainable for me, because I don't have the time to maintain a nice veggie garden.
And
in
I'm
my
a hopeless gardener, so the veggies are dying.
And I don't have
example.
A green thumb.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's good, you but know? It's identifying.
That's
and
it.
Some would have.
That's
that
right.
would be natural for them.
That's right. So for me, I would still teach the children the values of the veggie garden and maybe have incorporated or do a smaller project, but creating a big, wonderful garden from my work and that working with children, I don't have the time to do that.
But you could do something like the avocado thing on the toothpicks in the water and the...
Yeah.
The, you know, like we did at school, where the root goes into the water, so they're still seeing growth.
And that's excellent because that also falls under science and environment and teaching children about nature and plant growth. So still go ahead and do that. But a lot of educators are feeling stressed that when I come over to visit them, that they must see a veggie garden or they must see bits and pieces. But if that's one element of teaching that comes and goes, so a project starts and then it finally ends, then you move on. So the great thing about sustainable practice is really just trying to open up your scope of thinking to other areas of sustainability and other sustainable practice, so that the children are exposed to many different concepts of what this means.
And they're doing it consistently.
That's right.
Yeah, fantastic. And then the educator just makes sure that they make a note of those in the programming.
That's right.
And that becomes a standard thing that they do. And as new children come into their care, then this is what we do. We turn the light switch off, we open the windows, we have fresh air.
That's
fantastic.
Right. Another area of sustainable practice is upcycling. So for those who don't know what upcycling is, it's just turning something old to something new.
Great.
So have a look at things that you currently have in your home and try to reuse it. Instead of throwing it out, could an object have one more purpose before being disposed of or being reused and turned into something new?
So what's an example of that?
Okay, so a lot of it is bottles. If you've got plastic bottles in there, could a plastic bottle be changed into a musical instrument?
Okay.
Could it be made into a rattle for a baby? Could you make it into some kind of mobilo? Could it be changed into a car? Could you incorporate that material in the children's sandpit home environment for them to explore manipulative and kind of change it to give it one more chance before it then, you know, gets disposed of if in the end it does.
So that's really looking at incorporating the recycling aspect into it. But and also, again, explaining to the child, this is its initial use. This is what we do with a bottle. But now we've cut it in half and we've made it into two things in the sandpit. And now it's got an extended life.
You see, a lot of us were trying to teach our educators to keep a couple of natural materials. Natural materials are things that are already in your home, you've collected bottle caps, little rubber bands, twigs from the outside environment before getting thrown, you know, when you're decluttering, little bits and pieces that you compose for the children because they like what they, if you watch children, they like to explore and incorporate these materials into their play. So my suggestion to educators is collect a couple of odd bits and pieces that you have floating around, materials, off cuttings, bits of loose materials that you've cut up into little squares, little odd bits and pieces from string that you finish from your crochet and stuff. You collect it all in a little box, you put it in your arts and craft area, and you watch how the children will get those odd bits and pieces and incorporate it into their play.
Yes.
So our goal is in regards to incorporating recyclable and natural materials is just collecting bits and pieces, put it in an area for the children, and you watch what they do with it.
And what's the word that you used? Uplift?
Upcycling.
Upcycling. So upcycling, that's great.
It's kind of in conjunction with recycling.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because a lot of us too think, recycling, I must have those bins ready out there.
Sure.
But those bins are great. If you are into definitely recycling your materials and disposing of them correctly. But think of another way that it's more simple and more embedded into your practice.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So upcycling. That's great. Thank you so much, Louisa. You've really given us some very practical things for the quality area 3, physical area, and then sustainable practices. And we'll be talking about other quality areas in the future.
No
Thanks
worries.
For your time.
Thank you so much.